For this visualization, it's important that you're sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and your arms not crossed. Just lay them down by your side or on your laps. And close your eyes and just relax. Let the tension flow from your body. Check the tension in your thighs. Let that float down through your knees, through your ankles, into the floor. Check the tension in your chest and your arms and your shoulders. And let that float down again into your thighs, through your legs, through your knees, through your ankles, and to the floor. And now check the tension in your head, the tension in your forehead, the tension in your jaw. Check the position of your tongue, the tension in your neck. And let that flow down now through your chest, through your pelvic girdle, through your thighs, through your knees, and through your ankles, and to the floor. Now become aware of your body. And we're going to float down now so your consciousness moves down through your neck, through your heart in the middle of your chest. And be aware now of how you're feeling in your belly. So from just above your navel to just below the navel. And this is the area where we hold our fears, the things that might hold us back. So ask yourself, are you afraid of what you don't know, of the unknown? And ask yourself, if you did know what you don't know, how would that make you feel? And remind yourself that actually finding out what you don't know and learning something new is one of the most exciting things about being alive and being human. Another fear that holds us back is the fear of failure. Do you remember the last time you failed? Think back now to what the benefits of that failure were, what you learnt, how you became stronger, how you discovered something about that situation that will allow you to avoid it and manage it better next time, so that you don't have to revisit that failure again. And perhaps you're afraid of being ridiculed. Can you remember back now to a time you might have made a fool of yourself? How you felt? And again, what did you learn from that experience? Is it still haunting you now, or has it faded into a distant memory? And going forward, how will you change your behavior so you don't repeat that same pattern? And the final fear that holds us back is the fear of success. So what image of success are you fearful of? What would a successful version of success look like for you? And what steps can you now take to become successful on your own terms? So take all those fears now. Thank them for coming along and protecting you this far. And we're going to allow them now to coalesce into a ball. And let that ball now float down. Down past your navel. Down right to your coccyx, your bum bone. And allow the ball to actually leave your body and float into the seat you're sitting on. And then the ball flattens out into a disc and spreads over the whole seat. And then from the seat to go to each leg of the chair and go into the earth. And from the earth, feel that unconditional love that floats back up the chair, into your seat, into your coccyx, and allow that to come back and fill that void that was previously occupied by the fear of the unknown, the fear of failure, the fear of ridicule, and the fear of success. Now allow your consciousness to float up to your heart, just in the middle of your breastbone. And notice how much more you're in love with this version of you, where the fears have dissipated and they've been replaced by the unconditional love we can all feel from the planet that we live on. And now allow your consciousness to float up still further, so it's sitting behind your voice box. Just imagine what life would be like when you speak your truth from this center, without fear, empowered by unconditional love for all of those around you. And now allow your consciousness to float up still further, so it's in the middle of your brain. And imagine what it's like to live a life where you know you're fearless, working driven by unconditional love, being able to speak your truth, and knowing that it's impossible to put a foot in the wrong direction. Now open your eyes, come fully back into the room, knowing that you change from being fearful to being fearless.